This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 9th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I wanted to say support RBN. Support the work of John Stattmiller and the great staff. Mike is the engineer today. He's running the board. And, you know, donate, support RBN to keep broadcasts like this on the air. I ask for no support. I ask that you support RBN. I've got a couple of news stories. Then we're going to get to the phone calls. But first, I love it when people call in and get some news and information out on a really large platform. Let's go ahead and play. Let's play Frank from North Carolina on the Alex Jones Show this past Monday.
Thank you for holding. Let's go ahead and go to Frank, James, and then Jeff. Frank, thanks for holding from North Carolina. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I called in about something else, but, you know, I agree with everything your guest just said. However, going even further and being more politically incorrect, I just have to say statistics for a long time have shown pretty steadily that over 30,000 white women a year are raped in the United States. And, you know, statistics are a funny thing, but less than one black woman a year is raped by a white man in the United States of America. How come we don't have athletes getting down on one knee and protesting and bringing attention to this epidemic that's going on in America?
Well, Frank, it is true that there's 10 to 1 black on white crime, and the media covers it up. Doesn't mean we hate all black people, but the media has created a culture where this is okay. The new Black Panther Party has said this. You had the lacrosse team that didn't touch the black lady, but they made that up, and they lost a lawsuit. So what you're saying is true. But this is, I need your help, Frank. You haven't called in over a year, Frank. So I appreciate you calling. This is Frank, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been over 13 months, actually. But, you know, I really think you need to give some time for a response because, you know, this movie, I guess, aimed to hurt Trump probably in some weird way. But, you know, it's supposed to be about David Duke, the Black Klansman. And I think you really ought to have him on to respond to this because he can basically break it down. The whole movie is nothing but a bunch of lies. It's totally fictitious.
Well, I'll say this. I don't agree with David Duke's policies, but he's not half as racist as somebody like Alexandria Cortez or Barack Obama. So my whole thing is this is all a bunch of racism. The whole country's descending into race this, race that. I turn the TV on. Mary Poppins is racist. Being white is evil. And it's meant to make white people racist. Look, it's just like a prison. You got the black area, you got the Hispanic area and the white area. And if it's on the east or west coast, the Asian area. So three to four groups, they're all divided. The Warren controls everybody, the Warden does. I'd rather not have us all fight with each other and be unified around the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and prosperity, Frank. But hey, Frank, I beg for your help. Frank, are you going to help me? Have you gone to InfoWarsStore.com? Have you been supporting us, Frank? Because I'm not perfect, Frank, but I need your help, Frank.
But we need to get David Duke on.
Oh, David Duke. Like, if anybody's a reptilian, it's David Duke. I interviewed Louis Farrakhan, who I disagree with a lot on. But he wanted to try to stop race war. And then when I had Duke on, all Duke did was sit there and try to make points the entire time how I'm some Zionist shill, which is a load of crap. So the whole David Duke experience was worse than I thought it'd be.
Duke agrees with Farrakhan on quite a bit. He talks about it all the time. He's always talking about Farrakhan on his show. He doesn't like when Farrakhan speaks hatefully against white people, but he actually agrees and has a lot of common ground with Farrakhan. And he has,
oh my God.
Duke has no problem with people with black leaders looking out for the interests of black people. He actually...
Look, obviously, whites are under attack. No one's debating that. All I'm saying to you is... The globalists are trying to abort all the babies. The globalists are putting fluoride in all the water. And I just, at a gut level, really want, I don't want to get into some leftist tit for tat and play their game, but I don't want to get into some David Duke stuff or Louis Faircon stuff.
He's one of the most hated men in the world. He'd be a great guest.
Oh, nobody's taking David Duke's bank accounts away. He's still on YouTube. I'm not. Why have I been taken off everywhere?
He's had a lot of problems, Alex. I don't know.
Okay, why? And I'm not saying take David Duke or Louis Faircon off, and I'm not endorsing them either. They do not have half the problems I have. Believe me. People, oh, they're staging attacks. Oh yeah, let me tell you, they're real staged. I wouldn't want to feel real attacks then. They've been kicking the living snot out of me here. So I appreciate your call, man. Here's my deal. I just can't look at little kids, Hispanic kids, black kids, white kids, and just think of them as different. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And it doesn't matter if there's a bunch of white racists, a bunch of black racists.
All right, we can just end it right there. I thought it was interesting, one, to hear him. I never thought I would hear him admit that white people are under attack. And I played the rest of it for the a little bit of maybe comedy relief that he called David Duke a reptilian and that he was not a Zionist shill. But anyway, I thought you might find that at least a little bit humorous and interesting. I wanted to get this in. Then we're going to go to the phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we've got Art Off the Grid, Jeremy from Kentucky, Earl in Texas coming up first. The Department of Justice has launched an investigation into billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's controversial plea deal from 2008. The Department's Office of Personal Responsibility announced. Now, I'd covered this story several weeks ago. The announcement came in a letter Wednesday from the Assistant Attorney General Stephen E. Boyd in response to letters sent by Senator Ben Sasse inquiring into details surrounding Epstein's sweetheart plea deal with the DOJ over his sexual abuse of hundreds of underage girls. Now, you know, my face weak. I don't know. You know, if anything will come from this, but it's information that most people's not going to cover. So the Department of Justice is supposedly launching an investigation into that sweetheart deal of Jeffrey Epstein. Can't talk today. Okay, Art, off the grid. Thank you for holding, sir. What is on your mind today?
Oh, boy, a whole lot of everything, really. You covered so much in that first hour. I'm not even really sure where to even start at this point. But I took down a couple notes. So let's first talk about these anti-BDS laws. I actually was able to look up and find a copy of this Israel Anti-Boycott Act. And it's interesting with this, how they have actually tied this in with what's called the Strengthening America Security in the Middle East Act of 2019. And they've tied in several different bills here all together. They've managed to tie in the Alina Rose Left in the United States Israel Security Assistance Authorization Act of 2019, United States Jordan Defense Act, Defense Corporation Extension Act, the Caesar Syria Civilian Protection Act of 2019, and the Combating BDS Act of 2019, all into one nice, neat little package. Now, how convenient is that? It's interesting that, you know, it actually just on the Combating BDS Act of 2019, it states that the bill allows a state or local government to adopt measures to divest its assets from entities using boycotts, divestments, or sanctions to influence Israel's policy. Such measures shall meet various requirements, including those related to written notice and comment, making it literally through this Strengthening America's Security in the Middle East Act of 2019 absolutely illegal to boycott Israel and Israel products. We talk about a direct violation of your First Amendment Act to protest.
Amendment right to political protest. Now, that's just, wow. I don't even know what else to say other than, wow.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, when you couple this with the fact that the Supreme Court ruled that money is speech, that's what the Supreme Court ruled. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that ruling, but I'm saying they voted to say that money is speech. Campaign donations is a form of speech. So it's protected by the First Amendment. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. But in this case, your money is not speech. The government can totally just eviscerate your First Amendment rights and make it pass a law that you can't do business with the federal government if you're attempting to boycott Israel. I mean, this tells you where the power lies, where the allegiance lies, and that they're willing to criminalize your ability to have freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, and then you got that, you mentioned the Green New Deal. I mean, you know, we got to talk about, how are you going to stop a cow from farting? Come on, I'm a farmer, all right? You can't stop a cow from farting. It's just not possible. You know, I've had people come out and tell me campfires help cause global warming. I'm like, are you out of your freaking mind? You know, and then there's this universal job, you know, pay for everyone, including people who don't want to work. I actually was listening to Rush Limbaugh yesterday. Don't hate me for that, folks. I'm sorry. I listen to a lot of different people, whether I like them or not. And he started out, Rush Limbaugh started out talking about how, you know, as soon as the backlash started against Cortez on this Green New Deal, I don't know if it was the government or whoever it was, began scrambling frantically to try to wipe any trace of this from the Internet. But I was actually able to find a copy of this. And boy, I'll tell you what, and you would talk about the largest expansion of government in the history of the United States. Holy crap. You read this thing, it makes it out like the United States is the worst ever for creating, you know, these global warming gases because the United States is responsible for 20% of these greenhouse gas emissions. And so, you know, not taking into account that countries like India, have you looked at some of their rivers, folks? They are disgusting. You can't get anywhere near them. They're so full of trash and garbage and people crapping in them. And yeah, I mean, just seriously, the United States is the worst. I don't even, you know, this is just going beyond the level of stupid, in my opinion. Just, I don't get where these people are coming from, Farron. I really don't. It's ridiculous.
Their whole agenda is just a nation-wrecking scenario. And you know, the thing about it is, they don't advocate for closing military bases so we can save all of that petroleum. You know, there's never anything where the government's going to cut back something that it does to save the environment. It's you. You need to do it, Mr. Peasant, and you need to be taxed for your carbon footprint so we can squander more trillions of dollars on useless wars or what are furthering your enslavement. It is, I don't, you know, the voting has, when I first started on RBN, I really thought, you know, we're going to turn this thing around. People just need the information, that they will understand the information is true. If they research it, then we'll have a voting block. We'll vote. But I left that by the wayside years ago. We've got too many insane people in position of power and too much of a complacent society that's willing slaves to turn this thing around through political through the voting process. I'm getting callers stacked up. Great call as always, Art. Let me give you the last word. Then we have got Jeremy coming up.
On the new abortion bill. Fortunately, the one in Virginia that allowed for post-birth abortion failed, but. Some have referred to this as a war on babies. No, this is an outright war on life itself. All right? That's what this is. We can't allow it. Anyway, thanks, Farron. And, folks, I think this is it.
You know, I saw a meme, and it said if babies were born with guns, they could save their life by shooting the abortionist. I thought that was rather humorous. Jeremy in Kentucky. Then we got Earl in Texas coming up. Jay in West Virginia. Fred in Michigan. Jeremy, how you doing? Thanks for holding, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Farron. Yeah, this cow flagellants thing, it's out of control. I don't know what we're going to do about it. But, you know, what I really wanted to call about was talking about a hard and soft power exercised by government and corporations, and then maybe, you know, how do we proceed from here as a movement? You know, you're talking about all the deplatforming, and this is not just the state. You know, this whole entity is corporations, too. If the government controlled everything, you could actually make the argument, well, at least we can send representatives there. Of course, they don't really always represent us. But, you know, you got billionaire CEOs that are on board with this, too. So this is not just a government issue or a state issue like it would be in a communist country, say, of Russia or China in the past. This is something that's capitalist, communist, and they're all in the same pile here against us. And it's caused a political realignment. They're going from, you know, soft to hard power, you know, hard power being actually taking away payment processors and arresting people like Jacob Goodwin for simply defending an elderly man, putting people in jail. They're going to hard power now. And any time that an establishment does that, that means they're afraid of the people. When they go from soft to hard power, that means they feel like they're losing control. So I mean, I want to paint that silver lining in there to say that, you know, things like Charlottesville and the Trump campaign has woken up a white consciousness and has scared the establishment. And I think that they're afraid of us now, and we're going to see more hard power. And every action has an equal reaction. The hard power is just going to cause more people to come and join our side. And so with that, I want to cover political realignment. You know, we need to get a broader definition of what's alt-right, alternative right. It's exactly what it sounds like. When the Republican Party started siding with the globalists, the neocons, they started siding with fair, you know, global trade and amnesty and the homosexual rights. People wanted an alternative to that. And so the alt-right is not just, you know, right-wingers like us, gun-toters. You know, there's principled leftists. There's moderate Democrats that left the Democratic Party in 2016 and voted for Trump. I mean, if we paint the alt-right in a broader spectrum and we reach out to these principled leftists and we find common ground, maybe we could make our movement stronger, because just us pure white nationalists, we're not going to win this thing just with us right now. They're just going to run over us. The 60 million plus people went out and voted Trump and didn't care that they called him Hitler. They didn't care that David Duke endorsed him. They didn't care that they called Trump a Klansman. They went out and voted for him because they all had a common ground. They wanted immigration control, fair trade, and non-intervention. And these are all principles that principled leftists share with principled conservatives and patriots and white nationalists. They all share that. The principled leftist is against immigration because they want to keep their job. They're an old school union, you know, person. They don't care about race. They don't want to outsource their jobs. So, you know, they can put on a yellow vest right next to us with our yellow vest on, and we can say, well, we're against immigration because we don't want the white population of America to go into minority status. Well, that's what's important to us, and that's what's important to them. But, you know, we all came together to vote for Trump. We can do that again, and it's just going to take, you know, we don't have to agree with things that these principled leftists say. I don't agree with their stance on homosexual rights or abortion, but I'll agree with them on immigration for different reasons, maybe. So that's what I would propose as a way forward and, you know, how do we do that? I don't know. We need a book, man. I mean, you know, we have the patriarchs of our movement, like Don Black and David Duke, William Luther Pierce, Dr. Kevin McDonald, you know, these guys have all put out books.
Hold on for me, Jeremy. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Everybody else, hold on. Earl in Texas, you're next. And then we got Jay, West Virginia, Fred in Michigan, Ray in Cleveland. We'll be taking calls for the rest of the broadcast. Back in moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. I've got Jeremy in Kentucky joining me at the moment. A little programming note. I'm working it out. I didn't get him emailed this week, but I'm going to get it done, I promise. But Dennis Fecho, Into the Eye, is going to be joining me in the coming weeks on a broadcast. Interesting guy. I think if you're not familiar with him, you'll really like it. Well, Jeremy, you gave me a whole mouthful to chew on. You know, there used to be a viable anti-war movement that would protest. 80s, 90s, it seemed like 9/11, they just evaporated. I don't know. I totally agree. There is a large contingent. Because here in the area that I live, which is staunch Republican country, the majority of the people, if you really get to talking to them about politics, they are not happy with the Republican Party. They're not happy with the way they cave on everything. They're too liberal. They call them rhinos, Republican in name only. So there is a large contingent out there. It's just like what you laid out. It's the people that voted for Trump. It's people that, for whatever reasons, oppose this mass immigration. It's the people that oppose the endless wars. But the how to unite this group, you know, Richard Spencer was considered the head of the alt-right for whether you like him or don't like him, whatever he was. The website was deplatformed. And I really, really, really appreciate your assessment of the moving from soft to hard power. I think you're spot on. I think Charlottesville was a wake-up call. I think they're seeing through the, through websites like the Daily Stormer, memes that are, you know, that in Great Britain, they're trying to pass legislation to opposing the ability to meme, if you can believe that. So they're seeing the undercurrent of a very large segment of society that, for various reasons, the Generation Z are very unhappy. How do you unite them? A book, spreading the news. Are they unitable? You know, in the right wing, so to speak, white nationalists. These various groups, we seem to have so many. You know, we're successfully divided, but I think your assessment of it is spot on, and really you really laid that out very articulately. So I guess we will see moving forward. But I'm going to give you the last word. I appreciate that phone call. That's very good insight, and I always appreciate your phone call, Jeremy. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'll just wrap up my point by saying someone from our generation, Generation X, needs to step up to the plate. I'm not saying David Duke and Don Black and Jay and all of them are irrelevant. What I'm saying is they've done their part. Duke made it in the House of Representatives. That's as far as any of them in our movement has ever made it. And it's time for some of our generation to step up and say, look, here's a how-to on how to bring in principled leftists, on how to bring in everyone from the alt-right, take Spencer's views, Mike Enoch, Eric Stryker, you know, Andrew Angwin, and take all of these, and Mark Hollett. Mark Hollett's a great voice. He put out a book, Follow Western Men. He's doing his part. We need more people from our generation to grab the torch. Not that the old generation is irrelevant, but that we need to pick it up and move on and bring all the Trump supporters together and push back and get somebody to replace Trump and get this country back. Thanks, Herman.
Amen. Amen. Earl in Texas, patiently holding. Earl, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Farron. I appreciate you taking my phone call and appreciate your program. I was going to make mention of the Boyd Cotton hurricane relief, and if I had corresponded to the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, on it back in 11/17, and if I could just cherry pick a few of the items off of that correspondence.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I say, good day, Governor Abbott. Please correct me if I'm in error. It is to my understanding that you and the Texas government succumbed to a foreign government's edict and placed a foreign government and its people above we, the Texian. If this is correct, three of the six principles of the First Amendment of our Bill of Rights has become obsolete. And again, sir, if this is correct, deep concern has to be given for your push for a constitutional convention. To deny any Texian of their disaster relief funds, especially when they are forced to pay into the system for their speech, which is their conviction through a boycott, is without question forced participation. And forced participation, Governor, is none other than involuntary servitude. Again, this violates thought. Perhaps it is their Christian belief that they see this foreign government as an adversary to Christianity, and therefore, through peaceful means, boycott, which is retaliation against a system. Also, there is that possibility that people want to protest through a boycott against a country for its conduct against Palestine. There are undoubtedly more reasons, including those who have protested the actions of the Israeli government on the 8th of June, 1967, when they deliberately attacked a United States naval ship, USS Liberty. And I went on and I signed off. I did get a response from the governor's office.
Hold that for me, Earl. We got music. We'll get your response on the other side. That letter was very well said. Very well said, my friend. We'll talk about it on the other side. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls. I'm joined by Earl in Texas. Earl, that was really, really, really well said. Let's hear the response you got from that letter.
Yes, sir. They said, thank you for writing to the Office of the Governor. We understand you are concerned about legislation in Texas regarding Israel. As you may know, Governor Abbott is a strong supporter of our ally Israel. He was proud to sign into law House Bill number 89, which states that the entity may not enter into a contract with a company for goods or services unless the contract contains a written verification from the company that it does not boycott Israel and will not boycott Israel during the term of the contract, and continues on. This is the state that we're in, not only on this, but in general, all the way around, and our backs are indeed against the wall. And Farron, I appreciate your program. We listen every week, and thank you for all you do, sir, and y'all have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Earl. Thank you. One, you took time enough to get involved and send that off and listen to that response. His response, the governor, Governor Abbott's response, was, I am a good little slave to Israel. Israel means more to me than my own constituents, and we will pass laws to make sure that nobody has a First Amendment right in America, a constitutional right if need be, because the peasants of this state are going to be an obedient slave to the state of Israel. That is summarizing. I mean, I'm being a little over the top with it, but that is where we're at. 26 states have passed these laws, and you heard what Art read earlier from the actual Senate version, and no mention. None of this is on mainstream media. You will die from old age waiting for Lester Holt to tell you this, or really Sean Hannity, or even Rush Limbaugh. They don't touch this kind of stuff with a 10-foot pole. Well, I'm getting backed up on phone calls, so I'm going to shut up. We're going to Jay in West Virginia, then we got Fred in Michigan, Ray in Cleveland, Michael in New York, so I'm going to try to get everybody on. Jay, my friend, what is on your mind today? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I really enjoyed your interview with Monica Schaefer last week. I would have liked to have called in and state that I am not a Holocaust denier. I know with absolute certainty that there was a very real and literal Holocaust, the firebombing of German cities by the American and British air forces. Millions of innocent civilians, women and children, were burned alive in violation of international law and every standard of human decency. And it was instigated by Jews who have an evil bloodlust for anyone who opposes them. So, as I said, I am not a Holocaust denier. I know that one really did occur, and it was the German people that were burned alive.
Yes, and you know, one thing you're referring to out of many, but one thing, if anyone wants some clarification on that, just look up what happened to Dresden. Just look that up. And, of course, more Germans were killed after the war than were killed during the war, a fact that you'll never get from a Hollywood movie, I can tell you that much. But, yeah, I thought that was a great interview. I really appreciated her coming on, and she just laid it right out. And people don't know. One thing, Jay, people don't know the information that you just gave out about what really happened. Greatest story never told. If you've not seen that documentary, I may do something with that documentary for the listeners here in the coming weeks. And people don't know the Ernst Zundel, Sylvia Stoltz, Monica Schaefer story because it's, you know, just a few broadcasts like myself or Dennis Fecho or a few others, Patrick Slattery, cover this type of information. It's an incredible story, Jay.
And I also would like to mention a book that I told you about 2 weeks ago that I was starting to read. It was Ann Coulter's new book entitled Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. And there was really one great fact that she presented that I'd never heard before, and it's that Angela Merkel was born in West Germany, and incredibly, her family voluntarily moved to communist East Germany, which is really Middle Germany, since the actual East Germany remains occupied by the criminals and thieves of Poland. But anyway, Merkel is a dedicated communist who was actually in charge of the agitation and propaganda program at her graduate school. So Ann Coulter did a good job, enlightening me on that topic, and the book she wrote is really good. She's I'd like to think that she's similar to you in a way, Farron. You're a very sardonic and sarcastic guy, and she is as well. And I just want to quickly throw out one thing from her book. The last chapter is entitled, For Democracy to Live, We Must Kill the Media. And she writes, an essential component of saving the country is absolutely destroying the press. Not a brick upon a brick should remain. And I'll just try to quickly go through a quick excerpt where she says, the country will be in very bad shape if Trump doesn't arise from his torpor and keep his campaign promises. But if we get nothing else from his presidency, at least the media will be totally discredited. He brings out the best in them. Trump may be shallow, narcissistic, disloyal, and the crudest kind of braggart, but he's like chemotherapy for the country. It's unpleasant to go through. You vomit, your hair falls out, but it kills cancer cells and you live. Trump's presidency may be an unpleasant thing to go through, but everyone on the New York Times editorial board will die. So that's a little sample of Ann Coulter. I think you'd enjoy the book, Farron.
I may just have to get that. That's interesting. I appreciate you sharing that with me. And I got a I got an email just prior to you coming on, and it goes right with that. The protocol number 12 from the protocols of the meeting of the learned elders of Zion, protocol number 12 is control of the press. The word freedom, which can be interpreted in various ways, is defined by us as follows. Freedom is the right to do what which the law allows. And so, you know, that really sheds light on this whole BDS movement. You know, they passed these laws, and then that's what your freedom is, what's left that these laws don't abolish for you. You don't have the right to boycott Israel because we've got laws in place that abolished that freedom. And that's really a great way, Bill, that sent that to me. Thank you for that. That was interesting. And I appreciate you sharing that with us as well. Jay, anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it, Farron. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much. I always enjoy your call and your insight. We're going to go to Fred in Michigan. We got Ray in Cleveland, Michael in New York coming up. Fred, how you doing today? Thanks for holding.
All right, brother. Hey, we fight back with this anti-BDS SB1 by virtue of the fact that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Well, that's exactly what they violated on 20 March of 91. George H.W. Satanic Skull and Bones Bush. He was surrounded by an entourage of Satanic Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar, serpent semenite supremacist racist Shabbat Lubavitch, communitarian swine scum. And if you dare to do this, you can look up, I just found this recently on YouTube, Education Day that I just described, 20 March 91, aka Noahide World Order on YouTube. The Noahide World Order in living color. Learn all about it. That is absolute evidentiary proof that H.W. Satanic Skull and Bonesman violated that provision of the First Amendment. And every congressman, senator, whatever, that votes for anything Israel is guilty of treason, aiding and abetting the enemy within, which is also the enemy without. What I mean by that? Let's see now. Brendan O'Connell, last year, produced numerous YouTube presentations. By the way, do you know the name Steve Pachenik? Steve Pachenik, do you know that name?
I have heard that name, but I couldn't respond with... I couldn't tell you much about him.
Steve Pachenik, you know Roger Stone, of course. They were recruited into Henry Kissinger, the Boers, Carlyle group, way back in the early to mid-70s, to function as Henry the Boer Kissinger's proteges. And they went to... Communist China and functioned in that capacity to set up, as Brendan O'Connell in the title of his July YouTube, the Chinese have taken over. Who set up and runs China? And he prominently features Alex Jones barking up a storm on that subject matter, which, by the way, Steve Pachenik was prominently featured by Alex Jones 1 year ago, January, in a
Brendan O'Connell YouTube entitled Alex Jones Admits President Trump is a U.S. Military Intel Plant. Trump is a U.S. Military Intel Plant or operative. Well, to be more correct, as he points out, Trump is a Israeli Shabbat Lubavitch operative. Just like, who is it, Jared Kushner? Oh, yeah, big-time Shabbat Lubavitch intel plant. He and his wife spent the entire 3 or 4 days prior to the election at the tomb of the most recent Shabbat Lubavitch Luberdicker Messiah, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Oh, by the way, you don't know this, but the Temple Sanhedrin coined a new Temple Shekel coin with their boy Donald Trump, or Drumpf, the real surname, D-R-U-M-P-F, just last year, commemorating the Balfour Declaration of 1917, says it right on the coin, and you can see this at True News, T-R-U-N-E-W-S, True News, on YouTube, a very courageous guy who busted away from the theosophic Shabbat Lubavitch theosophical operative Pat Robertson about 20 years ago, and they did a whole feature segment called Trumped Prophecies, Kabbalah Wizards, and Christian Zionists.
Let me do this, Fred. I've got calls stacked up, and I've got some of these guys that's held on for about 45 minutes, so I'm going to try to get them all on. I'm going to look into that because you're the one that told me about Truth Stream Media, which is a great YouTube channel, and that True News. I'm going to look into – I did not know about the coin, and all of that that you said was really, really interesting. I wish we had more time, but to be fair to everybody, let's go to Ray in Cleveland, and then everybody, if you can hold it to about 4 minutes, everybody will get some time. Ray in Cleveland, Michael in New York, Mark in Philadelphia. Hey, Ray, thanks for holding, sir.
Hi, Farron. It's Ray. Hey, we're about the same age. Your father was a preacher, yes?
Yes.
Farron? Okay, fair enough. I was raised Catholic. I loved America. And I found God in the Navy, and I had people like Frank in North Carolina and Robert Raybould to teach me how to obey. What I'm getting at is there's a series called Europa. Have you heard of it? Have you watched any of it? Called Europa.
I have looked into that. I've looked at their website and stuff.
Okay. Have you watched any of them?
Not lately. It's been a while back. They were putting big banners on bridges and stuff like that at the time I was looking at.
Okay. I'm going to move along real fast. Not trying to be rude. What it is, I had time away in Cleveland. I watched. There's 10 parts, Farron, and I got to go quick. Last week you had your wonderful guest. Also, Diane Spengola had Peter Weiss. So if you're going to go find out what's up with Peter Weiss, I don't know if you're aware, but he was on with Diane Spengola last Saturday, 3 hours. Whoever Europa is, Farron, I would have you possibly find out who this man is. And I would ask you, because of time, I would go part four. I would go part one, and then I'd go part seven. But those of you listening, you don't have a lot of time, just go to part nine, part ten. Basically, Farron, it's the final solution. You will have people with their cell phone. I think those part ten was this year. And you will see container ships. Like D-Day, you have the front drop, and you will see the invasion. We don't have a lot of time. There's censorship going on. I believe David Duke has been censored, yes or no? From all the, is that true, Farron?
He's been censored in certain areas, and he's been deplatformed from certain monetary. Tell us again, just so that we're clear. Now, you said these parts. Do we go to the Europa website and find these, or how do we find these?
No, Farron. It's called Europa, the Final Battle. It's from Germania, Germanic Germania. I don't know who this man is. I'm 55. My guess, he's about my age. My father was World War II man. But what it is, for your time, Farron, you have all this information. I got violently ill watching them. I'm aware of this, but I would ask you, go to part four, go to part one, then go to part seven, and then watch it. There's two things that I want to let Frank in North Carolina know, and I definitely want to let Fred know, and I want to let your audience understand. I'm not starting the movement. I went in the Navy once and never go back again. I will never serve this country. But there's two men. Unfortunately, the man didn't put the preacher's name, but he's a black preacher. And he comes out and he said, you're all going to get angry, but Hitler was not a devil. The other man that hit me as hard, he's a rabbi. He has Mein Kampf in Hebrew. And for me, Farron, I don't have a computer. I roam all 48 states. I fly. I'm on a train. I'm on a bus. I'm in a rental car. I've seen enough, Farron. I've had enough of it. I travel, and I'm tired of what I see. You have a Hebrew rabbi holding, and it's on my cell phone, Farron, so it's really tiny subprint, but this is what he said. In Mein Kampf, Hitler claimed that communism was created by the Jews. That is true. I don't know who that rabbi is, but for you, Farron, what I'm willing to do, I'm supposed to get a couple dollars. I'm physically going to see John. I'd be willing to fund you or fund whoever on the network because it's actually you, because to get that man from Europa, to literally get more in depth of who that black preacher is, who that rabbi, and expound on it. It will hit you so hard. I was violently ill, not throwing up, a fever, and I'm still unraveled by it. When you see the last film, and I'm going to finish after this, you see a container ship. You see thousands of people coming out of it. And the woman's in Greece, I believe, but you see London. You see Berlin. You see Paris. Farron, I'm not being alarmist. I'm stating I travel all 48. The final solution is what I just described to you. Hey, I'm going to get off. There's no way I can have a coherent conversation with any of your listeners until you just watch it. Farron, I hate doing this. It's going to rock your world. It's horrible, but I love you. I love all your listeners. What makes RBN so functional is you listeners put money so Mike will, be employed, because I just heard, Farron, Dan's no longer with us. Your board ops. Is that true?
That's true. See, well, let's do this, Ray. Anybody that's got information on this that can help me, I'll have time in the morning. I'm going to look into this. I want to see it. TheAlternativeMedia@yahoo.com. If anybody out there has got information on this, Europa, the Final Battle, email it to me. I'm going to look this over, and we'll talk about it next Saturday. If he feels as strong about it, I'll put some time into it. I want to see it. So anybody out there, if not, I will do the Googling and try to find all this. I'll look into it for myself. But TheAlternativeMedia@yahoo.com, if anybody can help me out. Anything else you'd like to add quickly, Ray?
Hey, it's on YouTube, Farron. And by the way, it has age restriction on it. Get over it. The censorship's on, so you don't have a lot of time. Hey, God bless all of you guys. It's time we just man up and face it. We have to support RBN. The listeners, the callers, you're why I still love this country. God bless you guys. Take care. I got to run.
Hey, thank you so much. I will, Mike found it yesterday, so I can find it. Okay, excellent. Michael in New York, if you can make it quick, we'll get Mark in Philly too. Go ahead, Michael. Thanks for holding. Sorry about the time.
Good morning, Farron. You know, the traitors in Washington, D.C., they crack you up every time. For example, when Pelosi said recently how there's nothing in the Constitution specifying the president has to give his State of the Union address on that given day. And so, again, they always like to cite the Constitution when it's in their favor for trying to pressure us in some way. However, they always refuse to acknowledge the Constitution when it pressures them to make sure the laws are favoring us, the American people. For example, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Then they just ignore the Constitution. or all these illegal taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, nobody calls them out whenever, not you, Farron, in particular. I'm just talking media in general as I listen throughout the week. Nobody ever catches these people in these kind of traps where you can turn the tables on them and shoot them right between the eyes with the bullet and say, hey, you hypocrites, uphold the law. You're under oath. The Constitution mandates this, this. These are the laws. And you cannot create any laws that will supersede these laws and say these laws are now canceled because of this new law you created. That's also unlawful in our country, in our Constitution. The airhead Ocasio-Crazio, she's going to save the world. She must be Wonder Woman. I guess you watched that movie a few two times too many. But it cracks you up when you hear idiots like that. We got to invent new technologies that aren't invented yet, and because we're going to save the world from pollution and all that. And these idiots, they're so dumb. I guess she's referring to the Polk carburetor, got over 200 miles per gallon in the 1930s. Oops, Rockefellers took that away. Or electricity generated by moving magnets and coils from Tesla. Flashlights, radios were out for the last 20 years employing that, hand-cranking kind of devices. Free electricity right there. Whoops, forget about that one. And then last on this topic, you know, these idiots in the government, they keep acting like the government is going to save us. They're going to invent this stuff. And ignoring the fact that all great inventions were invented by private enterprises, entrepreneurial activity, Edison's invention house there in Edison, New Jersey, the phonograph, light bulb, DC current, Tesla with his AC current, Alexander Graham Bell with the telephone communications, all, you know, Ford with the car, the Wright brothers with the plane. You know, these idiots, people better wake up and start pressing these representatives into obeying the law and freeing us up from all their restrictions and red tape so entrepreneurs can pursue their creativity abilities that we are blessed with as European Christian cultures. And last, I just want to say that, also remember Al Gore when he was vice president? That the fuel cell, everybody remember the fuel cell? They're going to come up with this fuel cell to save us from the polluting petroleum crap, which is crap. But what happened to that? The government doesn't produce anything, never did, never will. All they do is rob us of money to pay for their bloated agencies and bureaucracies. And so this new airhead, Ocasio, that socialist, she's going to be a laughingstock, but another idiot that is doomed to hang in the gallows if she keeps going the way she's going. Thank you, Farron.
We're out of time. Hey, my apologies, Mark. Mark and Philly, we didn't get to you. My apologies. We'll do better next week. And until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.